The best coverage of Forest and County. This is Nottingham Hospitals Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Nottingham Hospitals Radio Weekly Highlights Podcast, replaying the best action from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the City and QMC hospitals. We've two games for you this time. Nottingham Forest against Brentford shortly, but first Notts County's League 2 trip to take on Barrow in Cumbria. Your commentator is Richard Smith.
And Paul Marsden, the referee, just checking his watches. And it'll be Barrow to kick us off. And we are underway. Ball back with Stanway. Clears it long, downfield. Barrow coming away with it through Mahoney into the box. Mahoney gets a shot away, early shot for Kelly Rooster, save from Connor Mahoney. Just half a minute into the game, and Notts keeper was equal to that. Barrow come down their left-hand side. Barkhausen, can he find a cross ball? He's gone past his man. He squares it in, and that's a goal there for Tyler Walker. Kelly Roos, we thought he'd saved it away to his left-hand side, but it's the first goal of the season for Barrow. And wouldn't you know, the Notts have conceded it. 32 minutes in, and Tyler Walker, the son of former Nottingham Forest defender Des Walker, pops the ball into the net. Great work down the left-hand side from Tom Barkhausen. Got the cross ball in, and Tyler Walker, Johnny on the spot, 2 yards out. We thought Kelly Roos had saved it, but he couldn't keep it out of the net. And it's the home side that have the lead. It's Barrow 1, Notts County 0. Referee blows for half-time here at the So Legal Stadium, and it's not been the best half for Notts County or their followers here on the Cumbrian coast. That goal on 32 minutes, a bit of a scrappy one. Good work from the left-hand side, Barkhausen drifting past Sonny Algifrey, getting a cross ball into a dangerous area for Tyler Walker to turn the ball in for his first goal of the season. And that's been about the size and the shape of it. Notts have not really threatened the Barrow goal. They've had decent spells of possession, but it's all been in front of the 10-man Barrow defence. So at half-time then, it's Barrow 1, Notts County 0. We're almost ready to go with the second half here at Holker Street. Notts trailing by a goal to nil at half-time and needing to do a little bit more. And we are underway in this second half. Matt Palmer has it. Jones then plays the ball forward, looking for Iopenda in a bit of space. Iopenda gets a shot away, too close to the keeper. Good save, low down to his left-hand side from Will Stanway. But good build-up work again from Notts County. Jody Jones and Iopenda there, but Barkhausen now for Barrow is away down the left-hand side. Cirulla finds Beddo, infield for Connor Grant. He's got a bit of space to work a shot just over the top of the crossbar from Connor Grant from 18 yards out. And that's the closest really that Notts County have come. Matty Platt's gone off with that injury and he's not been replaced, so Notts are down to 10 men, and they've been playing with 10 men for the last 10 minutes. Cotter coming forward with it. Palmer finds Jody Jones. Jody Jones driving forward, he's got Cirulla to his left. Ball goes into the box for Matthew Dennis to score! And that is a terrific header from Matthew Dennis, and that'll do him no harm whatsoever. It was a great run from Jody Jones, played it out wide to Nick Cirulla, and a lovely cross ball in for Matthew Dennis to nod his first goal of the season. And Notts are back in it with 2 minutes plus added time to go. 10-man Notts County 1, Barrow 1. Only as far as Canavan, as Dennis has gone down with cramp, but he gets up again just to make up the numbers. Notts down to 10, remember. As Barrow have scored in the last minute, it's Shipley that's turned the ball into the net. He brought it down, and now the Notts players are distraught, and the Barrow players have won the game with a goal from Shipley in the 95th minute. Notts had done so well to get back into it, but they now look distraught. Shipley brought the ball down and knocked it into the goal, away to our left-hand side with Kelly Roos well beaten. Notts players completely destroyed by that. you have to say, and just needed to hold on, but as it is, they've gone and let Shipley score in the final few moments, and that is the end of the game as Barrow win their first 3 points of the season. Notts thought they'd got an unlikely point with a goal on 88 minutes from Matthew Dennis, but Lewis Shipley pops up in the sixth minute of added time, and he's won the game for the home side. It's their first 3 points of the season. Notts couldn't clear their lines when they thought they'd got a point from that wonderful header from Matthew Dennis on 88 minutes. Lewis Shipley pops up in the 96th minute and wins the game for the home side. It's finished here at the SoLegal Stadium. Barrow 2, Notts County 1.
This is NHR Sport. NHR Sport is on the lookout for a main sponsor. We are now able to offer a sponsorship opportunity for a company or individual that would like to support our committed team of volunteers who provide comprehensive coverage of Nottingham Forest and Notts County games. Our flagship sports show, Scoreboard, carries full match commentaries on a weekly basis for the patients and staff of the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. And as this is our 40th year of providing that service to our listeners, we'd like to find that special company or individual who'd like to help us out. For more information and detail about this amazing opportunity, please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the sponsor page. That's nhradio.org.uk.
So now it's the first Premier League action of the season as Nottingham Forest took on Brentford. At the City Ground for us was Rajiv Hassan and Lewis Brown.
But here we go, we kick off here at the City Ground. It's Nottingham Forest taking on Brentford in the Premier League. Back out to Hudson-Odoi, up against Keane Lewis Potter. Knocks it round him, tries to cross it, it's gone across everybody, and Collins is able to get a foot in, and it goes out for the first corner of the game. The first corner to Nottingham Forest, which is going to be taken between the Brian Clough stand and the West Bridgeford end.
Good, bright start. All started with that, a wonderful arrowed long pass by Elliot Anderson away to the left, and ended in that that cross coming in and away for a corner.
Good coming forward from the Reds. As we said, not scored many goals in pre-season, but they'll be looking to try and get something here from this set piece. In swinger, right footed, coming in towards the back post. Chris Wood loses out, but he gets the second ball and takes the shot, and Chris Wood has got Forest's first goal of the season. It was a corner whipped in. It was actually headed away by a Brentford man, but he didn't get much on it. It fell to the feet of Wood, who had been tussling with him, and Wood poached the ball forward into the back of the net. With 5 minutes into the game, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Brentford 0. And he's just going to run four steps forward anyway and take it from where the ref told him not to. There
As
you go.
Do.
Yeah, just there.
Probably even further.
But he did throw it straight to Sangari. And then gives right with a lovely flick, finds Ndoye, who's off down the right wing now. He's up against Van der Berg, is Ndoye. Right wing, into the penalty area, crosses it low and straight into the arms of Kelleher. Chris Wood was trying to get in front of the keeper to just poke it in, but he can't quite get there. And the cross is straight into the arms of Kelleher, who will be relieved that that was straight into his hands. And after 20 minutes, it's still Forest 1, Brentford 0 here at the City Ground. It was won well by Aina, and Forrest again keep possession. Sangari forward to Gibbs-White, who's then brought down. Ref says no. Thiago then exchanges passes with Yarmolik on the edge of the area. Yarmolik takes a shot. Great save by Sells. Low down to his right. One-handed. Great save from a shot from Yarmolik on the edge of the area. And after 23 minutes, it's still Forrest 1, Brentford 0.
Now is a chance here for Brentford down there left. A beautiful run going in. There's a very good chance, and what a miss that is. Oh, in fact, it's a corner. It's deflected. But that was a very dangerous run by Rico Henry down the Brentford left, still showing they've got every intention of getting back into this game. And for a moment, it looked like it had to be a goal, really. It seemed to be Ego Thiago, but there was a deflection on his shot, which went over the bar. But still, Brentford very much in this game. Hudson-Odoi. A little 1-2 between him and Nico Williams. Now, Anderson again finds Gibbs-White, edge of the box, left side of the penalty area. Twists and turns, plays a good... Oh, what a magnificent goal that is! And that is the first goal in Forest Clovers colours for Dan Ndoye. Brilliant move by Forrest once again. Great play from Gibbs White, who set that up. He's been at the heart of everything. And a really great, well-placed header by Ndoye into the far corner, well out of reach of Kelleher. And it's Nottingham Forest 2, Brentford 0.
Yeah, what a goal. Brilliant from Forrest. When it was a bit quiet and you weren't quite sure what was going to happen, and Gibbs White was turning one way, turning the other, and he kind of thought, had the chance gone? And then suddenly he just turns quickly and lifts a ball in, lovely. And Ndoye not tracked at all, free header, diving as well, sort of mid-air when he made connection with it, and it fires it back across and into the far top corner of Kelleher's goal, and Forest 2, Brentford 0 after 42 minutes.
In the meantime, Brentford have possession, a little bit of respite for them. Are they going to get the... Oh, the ball is through to Chris Wood, one-on-one against the keeper, and he's got to put it in, and it is. It's going to be 3-0 to Nottingham Forest. A through ball, I think it was from Elliot Anderson, all the way from his own half. He just threaded it through the needle and right through the heart of that Brentford defence, found a run in Chris Wood, and he slotted it past the keeper after rounding him on his left side. And that certainly is a dominant half for Forest now. It's Nottingham Forest 3, Brentford 0. It's half-time here at the City Ground. Nottingham Forest 3, Brentford 0.
Well, you join us here at the City Ground for the second half of Forest versus Brentford here in the Premier League. It's now with Williams back into Sangari. He's told to shoot. He is going to shoot, but it's high and wide, I think. He was very optimistic. He was about 35 yards out. 30 yards out was the Ivorian Ibrahima Sangare. He's had a very good game. I'm not going to tell him off for taking a shot. He's earned it. But it was high and wide in the end. And after 54 minutes, it's still Forest 3, Brentford 0. Murillo, wide left. Plays it forward, finds the feet of Gibbs White. Gibbs White trying to take on his man, plays it to Hudson-Odoi. He's going to shoot, it's Hudson-Odoi, and he does, and it's straight at the hands of Kelleher, who makes a good save. Does the Brentford goalkeeper, it was a right-footed, that kind of shot, but maybe a little bit further out than Hudson-Odoi normally likes. So he had to go with a bit more power, and that lost its precision, and he hit it straight down the throat of Kelleher. But after 61 minutes, it's still Forest 3, Brentford 0. As Anderson plays a lovely horizontal ball to Nico Williams, who's run onto it. He's then found Hudson-Odoi halfway inside the Brentford half. Hudson-Odoi up against Kouyaté, thinks about cutting inside, doesn't, goes down the side, crosses it in with his left foot, finds Gibbs White, who does it. He tried a little back, sort of overhead kick. I'm not quite sure what he tried. It was a flick. Was it an overhead kick? I don't know. It was a bit of both. About 6 yards out, and it flies just over the bar, but... Well, we've talked about Gibbs White's tricks and flicks today. He's been all over it, and that would have been a superb goal had it have found the top corner. But unfortunately, it just flies over the bar. Kelleher was rooted to the spot. And after 63 minutes, it's still Forest 3, Brentford 0.
Here comes the corner. It's again a very near post effort. Now it's a chance, still melee in the box. Anybody's effort here, it's a penalty that's been given for a handball against a Forest player. The referee's gone straight in there and said that's a handball. So we're about to perhaps
I'd like to see that again.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Sangare in there or who's been penalised, but it looks like the referee is quickly onto it and given a penalty. So, yeah, Iago Thiago is standing over the penalty spot at the moment, and Jordan Henderson's been holding the ball for him, doing the shielding, if you like, and Iago Thiago will have his chance in a few moments to take that penalty kick for a handball against Sangare. Matt Sells waits for him on the line. Igor Thiago steps back. Sells hops around on the line. Thiago comes up and he places it straight down the middle and into the net, and that is a goal back for Brentford. So Nottingham Forest 3, Brentford 1.
Here at the City Ground on this Sunday afternoon in August, it has finished Forest 3, Brentford 1.
Well, that's all we have for now. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sports.